back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of the show, also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm. Our next guest is Steve Gubb, second time around with us. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Nice to be here.
So you were with us about a year ago. Can you tell us what's been going on with Gubba Rum in the past year?
Yeah, changes.
Yeah, we've had some big changes. Number one, the as good as the spirit was originally when we were here, it's even better now. It's an organic. The spirit's made with all certified organic ingredients. We don't use any additives, fillers, byproducts, anything at all. It really is wicked smooth. It's not like anything anybody's ever had comparing it to other rum products. Typically, rums are harsh. They're not fun to drink, which is why people mix them to death with fruit juices and sugary things. This is something that competes with almost any spirit that's out there. It's so smooth you can drink it straight. You can drink it on the rocks. You did, off air, thank God. And it's wicked smooth. It really does compete very, very well. For example, the Gold Rum, which is a vanilla infusion, competes really well with scotch. If you're a scotch drinker, although this is sweeter, I've done the International Cigar Show in New Orleans. I did that a year ago. And the scotch drinker said, hey, you know what? This would go great with my cigar. This was a great alternative for that. The Silver Rum, which is a coconut infusion, it's just so, again, you can drink it straight. It's the best base spirit you ever had for a mojito, a daiquiri, a pina colada, a Mai Tai. The list goes on and on.
Have you had trouble gaining distribution?
Distribution for me, because I'm just so small, in Massachusetts has been problematic. We're with a new distributor, but still small. The big guys don't care.
Right.
They simply don't care. I'm so small, and they make millions doing other things. But the good news is that after working for 2 years on this, we're now distributed as of, what day is this? This is Tuesday. As of last week, we are now distributed in Florida. That's a big deal. We are distributed.
Popular drink in Florida.
It will be. We are distributed in a couple
Ask
of months.
Ask Alex. He's been lying on the ground in South Beach many times.
You know, I thought I saw him right underneath the Florida Turnpike recently.
Right.
Yeah. And you were looking good. You were looking real good.
I thought I saw him looking for his old wristwatch in a gutter, but his eyes were closed.
It was already picked up. Somebody already grabbed that watch. We're in a couple of bars already in Coral Gables. We're in a bar in West Palm Beach. Where there's going to be a party this Sunday in a big street party in West Palm Beach with a Gubba Rum bar there. We will
Jeff,
be
I'm going on vacation.
We'll be doing a tiki event in Fort Lauderdale towards the end of September. In October, we'll be doing a craft spirit festival in Coconut Grove. We'll be doing another one in Coral Gables at the beginning of November. We'll also be participating this weekend. In San Diego at the San Diego Spirits Festival.
Wow, that's a long trip.
It is.
I understand Florida, Massachusetts. Now you're going all the way to the West Coast.
Yes, we do, because we have already arranged, fortunately, to have distribution in California this spring. Having done the nightclub and bar show in Las Vegas the past 2 years, I'm not going to tell you we have a presence. That would be really presumptuous. But the name is kind of out there a little bit now. I've been in business for 5 years. We've been in the market for three. And we've got the slightest bit of traction. It's a slow process. It takes a long time, and you got to really work at it. And you have to be a lunatic and willing to travel. I just got back from Fort Lauderdale 1 a.m. Monday morning, and I have to go to San Diego Friday morning to be at the Spirits Festival this weekend, then come back. This sounds like, I'm not going to do two shows at this nightclub anymore. It sounds ridiculous, and in my life I've never done anything like this. But next week I'm doing tastings in Coral Gables. There are all sorts of events going on with us and for us. Well, and we could not be more excited about it.
Is your wife in the business with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do. I mean, I'm the one that's out there. Because I'm, not that it's easy to tell, but I'm
she
the extrovert.
She throws you out there.
She does throw me out frequently. Right. But she's the one behind the scenes, and we discuss everything together.
So why is your rum so smooth and others aren't?
It's, as I said, it's made with certified organic ingredients, and it's the fact of the matter is it's made in Colorado, and we really do use Rocky Mountain water. We have an opportunity to distill in Florida, and in talking with somebody I'm considering working with in the next few months, I raised the question about the quality of the water in Florida and almost anywhere else. We're using really high-quality stuff. Coors has been living off that tagline for decades, pure mountain water. The water makes a difference. Everything makes a difference in what you use. The water, the sugar, the yeast. That's one of the other things that makes a difference. The yeast, the nutritional ingredients we use for the yeast so it can produce the alcohols that we need. Everything makes a difference. And the reason our stuff is so smooth is because of the way it's distilled and the ingredients that go into the distillation and how many times we do it.
Very, very interesting.
How long does this distillation process usually take?
The actual distillation process to get it is really, let's call it 9 days. Mm-hmm. To distill it itself, then it has to ferment. So it's about 8 or 9 days. Then we put the take the rum, put it into stainless steel tanks, and infuse it. We use, again, certified organic coconut, shredded vanilla bean. It sits there for 6 to 7 months, enriching itself on those fabulous coconut and vanilla, and then we bottle it, label it, and ship it away.
So now you're leaving Massachusetts. You're going into multiple states. What's the end game?
Well, I mean, I'm in business like anybody else. I'm doing it to make money. I don't know anybody who says they're doing it because they want to save the world. I don't believe them. I think they're all liars. You're doing it because you make money. If you don't make money, you can't do it. So that's rule number one. In fact, I said that. I participated at a seminar in New Orleans about a month ago, and somebody from Florida heard me say that and went back and told somebody, oh, he only wants to make money. This was a rum purist. You have to make rum based on a formula from 400 years ago and from Barbados and this and that and the other thing. Well, wait a minute. If you're not making money, you're out of business. Go home. You're going to sweep floors. Come on. I'm here to make money. I'm here to establish this rum. I mean, my goal is to be the best rum in the world of this type. There's all different styles of rum. So one style isn't necessarily comparative to another style.
Right.
This is, in my opinion, a very unique product. There are very few flavored rums, if any, that are 35% alcohol by volume like this. Most, typically, are 21% alcohol by volume. There are a few that are 26. And I'm just not mentioning the brand names here because I don't feel that's necessary. There are a couple that are flavored rums that are 35% alcohol by volume. They are not made with organic ingredients. They do use additives. They are not of the quality of this product. Price-wise, they're about the same price. This is not a flavored rum. This is an infused rum, and there is a difference.
Are you going to stick with rums, or are you going to go beyond rum?
If I was 20, I might go beyond, but I'm not 20 anymore, so we're sticking with rum.
Any more flavors you're thinking about?
We may come out with another flavor. We may produce a straight rum, but a straight rum is another straight rum. Frankly, who cares? There's plenty of straight rums out there, and some of them are really good.
Give me a coffee rum. Steve, if somebody wants to find you at Gubba Rum, how would they do that?
They can simply go to gubbarum.com. They can always email me at steve@gubbarum.com. And frankly, if you do, send me an email, and you'll get an answer. And if you want, believe me, I give out cards when I do my tastings, and I tell people that you buy a bottle, take it home. If you don't like it, I'll come to your house. I'm going to drink it myself.
Well, Steve, thanks for coming on again. We hope you'll come on again with us. And the product, I did taste it. I have historically found rums to be a little bit harsh, except in a mixer.
Always.
but yours, I found very smooth going down, and it was very nice, sweet rum. And if you want to know more about Steve, you can contact us at Radio Entrepreneurs, or you can just find him on our YouTube channel. So just type it in. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Alex Dablofsky. We're going to take a break, drink some rum, and we'll be right back after these messages.